thinking your prayers. So why did this happen? That's a good question. I think that's the question on everybody's mind. There's some conjecture you did it for the money. Frankly, I do not believe that you did it for the money. You were making, the evidence showed, close to $2 million a year when this happened. I don't think money motivated you at all. But the only thing I can find is that you really craved the attention and you wanted to get the attention and you were so invested in issues of social justice and you knew that this was a sore spot for everybody in this country. You knew this was a country that was slowly trying to heal past injustices and current injustices and trying to make a better future for each other, and it was a hard road, and you took some scabs off some healing wounds and you ripped them apart for one reason. You wanted to make yourself more famous, and for a while it worked. Everybody was talking about you. The lights were on you. You were actually throwing a national pity party for yourself. And why would you do such a thing? Why would you, I understand, you crave the attention so much, but why would you betray something like social justice issues, which you care so much about? And the only thing I can conclude is that, and I acknowledge, there are wonderful sides to you. There are very giving and charitable and loving sides to you, but you have another side of you that is profoundly arrogant and selfish and narcissistic. That's the only thing that can be concluded. And that bad side of you came out during the course of all these events.